President Bush says voters have spoken in a fair election that's a victory for the Pakistani people. He says he appreciates that President Musharraf did what he promised to do by holding this vote after declaring emergency rule last year.
He said he'd hold elections. He said he would get rid of his emergency law. And so it's now time for the newly elected folks to show up and form their government. And the question then is, will they be friends of the United States? And I certainly hope so. We view Pakistan as an important ally.
Speaking to reporters in Ghana during a five-nation tour of Africa, Mr. Bush said the United States and Pakistan share a common interest in bringing to justice those who killed former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto in December.
We've got interests in helping make sure there's no safe haven from which people can plot and plan attacks against the United States of America and Pakistan. And so that's my take on the elections.
Opposition parties took far more seats in parliament than President Musharraf's alliance, which conceded defeat even before the final tally was announced. Former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif wants President Musharraf to step down. The opposition leaders trying to hold the president to his statement last year that he would resign if he lost popular support. Mr. Musharraf told the Wall Street Journal that he has no plans to step down and must instead move forward in a way that will bring about a stable democratic government in Pakistan. U.S. Senators John Kerry and Joe Biden were both in Pakistan to monitor the election and say the vote was credible. Biden now wants to triple non-military aid to $1.5 billion because he says Pakistan has taken an important step on the road to democracy. Scott Stearns, VOA News, with the President, Accra.